This is the Griffith Observatory Sky Report for the week ending Wednesday, January 29th, 2014. Here's what's happening in the skies of Southern California. The innermost planet, Mercury, is visible starting 30 minutes after sunset. Binoculars will help you find Mercury shining like a bright star above the west-southwest horizon. The planet appears slightly higher day after day, gaining an elevation from 7 degrees to 11 degrees between the 22nd and 29th. Over the same dates, Mercury's setting time changes from 6:25 to 6:45 p.m. A telescope is needed to see the gibbous phase of Mercury. Brilliant planet Jupiter is in Gemini the twins. The planet becomes eye-catching low in the east during evening twilight and passes nearly overhead at 10:30 p.m. Jupiter sets in the west-northwest as dawn starts. The planet's famous storm, the Great Red Spot, will face Los Angeles in the early evening on the nights of January 22nd, 23rd, 25th, 27th, and 28th, according to Sky and Telescope's online calculator. Jupiter is currently one of the objects featured through Griffith Observatory's telescopes. Orange planet Mars is in Virgo the Maiden. Mars outshines Virgo's brightest star, Spica, and is located about 5 degrees to the northwest of the star this week. Mars is highest in the south at the start of dawn. The ringed planet Saturn in Libra the Scales is best seen at the start of dawn when it can be found in the southeast sky about 30 degrees to the lower left of Mars. Saturn is slightly fainter than Mars and has a golden hue. Through a telescope, Saturn's magnificent ring system appears tilted 22 degrees from edge-on. The brightest planet, Venus, can be seen shortly before sunrise, just above the east-southeast horizon. A telescope will show the planet's crescent phase. The waning moon's phase is in last quarter on the 23rd and crescent for the remainder of the week. It will become new on the 30th. The moon passes Mars on the 23rd, Saturn on the 25th, and Venus on the 28th. Free views of the sun during the day and of the moon, planets, and other celestial objects at night are available to the public in clear weather through Griffith Observatory's telescopes Tuesday through Sunday before 9:30 p.m. Check our website for our schedule. The next public star party on the grounds of Griffith Observatory, hosted by the Los Angeles Astronomical Society, the Sidewalk Astronomers, and the Planetary Society, will take place on Saturday, February 8th. From Griffith Observatory, I'm Anthony Cook, and I can be reached at griffithobserver@gmail.com.